With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Supreme Court will hear arguments over whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for election interference in April. Mark Sherman explains what effect that will have on the case.
The Supreme Court says it will decide whether former President Donald Trump can be criminally prosecuted on charges he interfered with the 2020 election. The court's action puts the trial of Trump on hold pending the outcome of its case, but the court suggested it will move quickly. Federal courts have so far ruled against him, but the Supreme Court now will have the final word.
Elsewhere, the Senate Minority Leader stepping down. 82-year-old Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell says he'll vacate his position in November, but will remain in the Senate through the end of his term, which expires in 2027. As fighting continues in the war to defeat Hamas terrorists, Salem Radio Network talk host Mike Gallagher is broadcasting from Israel this week, interviewing victims and their families while he raises funds for emergency relief supplies through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Yael Eckstein, CEO of the fellowship, says the funds raised will go directly to the neediest people.
We look to the scriptures of where we should be investing with. And it says, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter the poor. It says, nachamu nachamu ami, comfort, comfort my people, be the watchman on the walls. And so those are the areas where the fellowship, on behalf of millions of Christians around the world, that's where we are planting the seed. We focus on the orphans and the widows.
Listeners wishing to support Mike Gallagher's campaign to help the nonprofit International Fellowship of Christians and Jews can access a link on the website MikeOnline.com. That's MikeOnline.com. This is SRN News. There have been fewer abortions thanks to abortion bans.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped nearly 100% thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the argument of some who suggest that repealing Roe v. Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Elected officials through American history have sworn oaths to uphold constitutions and pledged allegiance to the flag without much controversy, but that's changing. In Ohio, Sabrina Warner stepped down from the state's Republican Central Committee, saying she could not uphold a constitution that now enshrines abortion. While in Tennessee, Democrat Representative Justin Jones, who is black, has refused to lead the Pledge of Allegiance during legislative sessions. This is SRN News. The Environmental Protection Agency says 25 toxic websites in 15 states will be cleaned up as part of a $1 billion infusion to the federal Superfund program.
The money is the third and last installment in $3.5 billion allocated under the 2021 infrastructure law signed by President Biden. It'll help clear a backlog of hazardous sites such as old landfills, mines, and manufacturing facilities targeted by the 44-year-old Superfund program. Sites slated for cleanup include a former smelting plant in East Helena, Montana, and an old textile mill in Greenville, South Carolina.
Jeremy House with that report. The Senate Armed Services Committee heard testimony today from experts on maintaining a strong military and defense workforce while embracing the growing role of artificial intelligence. Check out more details. Log on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.